B-Pod Studios.
Without further ado, Tim McManus joins us. Tim, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So tonight, game three, the most important game for some starters, and we get word that some of the starters are actually going to play, including Deshaun Jackson. What is your information?
How about it? I think that is on par. That's on point. When I was checking into it yesterday, there was a sense within the building that there would be some starters that would be suiting up for this game. And as you said, there's a report out there that that Deshaun Jackson is going to be one of them. We know that Jason Peters said to reporters that he was planning on playing. Zach Ertz put up on social media that he's ready. So it does seem like some starters are going to play. Of course, that begs the question, what about Carson Wentz? You know, what kind of the way that I've been guided on that is to kind of just listen to what's being said, and what has been said by Doug Peterson through the past couple weeks is how much great work they're getting, you know, in these practices. And I don't, you know, Carson Wentz saying, I don't need to play in these games. And so I'm still kind of the mindset leaning towards Wentz not playing in this game based on that information. But now that you're seeing some of these more first team guys get in there and active and seem like they're going to play, you wonder if he gets just a little bit of a taste. But so I think I would still lean that he's not going to play in this game. But if he does, it'll be a cameo.
All right. So it is a possibility. Now, if he doesn't start, who will be the starting quarterback tonight? Would they have to go with Thorson?
No, well, Kessler's been cleared.
Okay. Kessler will start.
So Kessler and Thorson would get the bulk of the work. And you just brought in Josh McCown off the street. And what he said is that he wasn't even really kind of conditioning himself for the NFL during retirement, which suggests that he still has a little ways to go. That being said, you know, he kind of jumped right into the offense and started working with the second team, was changing plays and calling out like linebackers at the line of scrimmage. Like, he didn't seem like he was overwhelmed. Of course, he's got 18 years of experience in this league, so maybe he gets a little bit, but because it would be unfair to have him out there for very long given the circumstances. So I think it would be mostly Kessler and the rookie tonight.
All right, what areas will you be looking at tonight as we come down to the nitty-gritty as far as guys making the roster and such?
Yeah, so I think that at running back and wide receiver is where a lot of the battles still lie, or at least guys where they can make a case. You know, so Greg Ward and Mark and Michelle at wide receiver, and then the guys like Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams, Boston Scott fighting for the last roster spot if the Eagles do, in fact, decide to keep five running backs. I would also say along the defensive line, there's just kind of this, this cluster of depth that's going to make it difficult on the Eagles. Now, they just traded Bruce Hector today, so that takes one piece out of the equation. But because you have somebody like Deshaun Hall that has come on the way that he has, it's almost a situation where they might be forced to keep 11 guys if it keeps trending this way. So I'm looking at defensive line to see if they can, to see who kind of stands out there and whether they're going to continue to make it a hard decision for this coaching staff.
All right. You know, social media gets crazy sometimes, and I think this is crazy, but I got to bring it up with you. All this speculation that the Eagles would be interested in Clowney is pretty much nonsense at this point, isn't it? Or is it realistic?
97.5, The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show.
Well, I mean, when you talk about the Eagles and you're talking about Howie Roseman, you know, even the most far-fetched stuff, you have to be like, yeah, at least pause a beat and be like, well, it is Howie. And then of course, you look at the roster and you wonder about the defensive end's quality beyond the top two and whether there's enough for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. And because of those two reasons, you don't want to discount it totally. But it seems like the financials, number one, would be pretty difficult to pull off. Because my understanding is you're not even at a point, the window has passed to kind of like to reconfigure Clowney's salary. So you're talking about a franchise tag number that you'd have to carry him at. I don't know if that would work. So I'm still kind of, you know, I would say probably not. But you know, because it's the Eagles, I guess you can't ever say never say never.
All right, let's talk about Wentz, because if we don't see him tonight, we have to just rely that he's going to be sharp for week one. And one of the things I read a story today about how the deep ball is still a question for him as far as hooking up with DeSean Jackson. How has that looked to you, and is that a work in progress at this point?
I would still say it's a work in progress, and I would say that Wentz, in my view, has improved with the long ball, but is still not like all the way there. And part of what works against him sometimes is, you know, the gift of the really big arm, you know, sometimes comes at a cost when it comes to precision, like loft balls, if you will. It's almost like a fastball pitcher trying to add the change up to that. There's a lot of times where he muscles instead of finesses. So I do think that there is some work in progress there, but I will say that I have seen progress, and in particular, when we're talking about the connection between Wentz and DeSean Jackson. During the spring, it was hit or miss. Beginning of the summer, it was hit or miss. And then they went on this stretch where they're connecting on at least one really nice ball seemingly every day. So I don't think it's going to be a totally polished product, Mike, to your point, but still pretty good.
What is this connection that Wentz has with Houston, that he has a house in Houston? Is there any connection? Is his wife from there? Like, why would he choose Houston?
I don't know. Like, I know that he bought a house there, and
yes.
I was a little surprised that he did. But I guess I don't know. I'll look into it, though. But I've never asked him why he chose Houston. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, McNabb chose Arizona. It was just like, why would he pick Houston? It's, you know, it's summertime hell, frankly. But, you know, that's where he had his receivers, right?
Yeah, his receivers came out to his house in Houston. That's true. It's some guys pick their off season like based on where like a hub of trainers are located. Like that's part of the reason why Sidney Jones picked Dallas.
Yeah,
he's living in Dallas because of like the great trainers that he has access to in the off season. So maybe that factors in. Who knows? I mean, is there good hunting in Houston?
Probably hunting and fishing. Maybe he bought a ranch in Texas somewhere outside of Houston.
Somewhere there, but I will do the digging on that for you.
Yeah, you don't have to. It was just a question. Cross my mind. Don't dig any more than you have to, bro.
I got you.
All right, man. So tonight, final game, and then we just have to wait painstakingly to get the fourth game out of the way and get to the season. I don't know about you, but this preseason is just droning on for me.
I know, man. I got the itch. I got the itch in a big way to get past this part and get to the real stuff. I mean, it's creeping ever so slowly, but we're getting there, Mike.
All right, brother. You got it. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fun.
All right, that's Tim McManus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.